That was Red Raven Polka by the Good Time Dutchman. It's now time for your Dick Butch Show. Randy, it's all yours.
Thank you, Zach, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Butch Show on KASM Radio. It's time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Butch Show tonight brought to you by Luxembourg Feed Service, Albany and Richmond A&W, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Gilk Services of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, North American Insurance Agency, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, bringing us our Dick Putt Show, as is Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Westside Liquor in Waite Park, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, BNS Excavating, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, The Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Lumber, Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, and Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring. All right, let's take a look at some exhibition games played over the weekend. On Saturday over in Regal, they had a tournament going on, a three-team tournament. Foley taking on Regal on Saturday, and in seven innings, these were seven-inning games, Foley defeats Regal by a score of 14-3. 14 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Foley. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Regal. Michael Molzoff will go the distance for Foley. His catcher, Alex Voss, Molzoff the win. Regal's Brandon Carlson starts taking the loss, really by Kai Schneider. Excuse me, in the 6th inning. The catchers, Derek Dengerud and Caleb Nelson. Hitting highlights for Foley. Drew Beyer had a double. He was 2-for-4. He had 4 RBIs. Brett Leepsch, a triple, 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Chuck Hackett had a 2-run homer in the 7th inning. He was 2-for-4. And Joe Zawicki, a 3-run homer in the 7th inning. He was 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs. For Regal on Saturday, Kai Schneider, 2-for-3 with a double. Grant Paprath was 2-for-4 with a double. And Nathan Meyer, 2-for-3. A final on Saturday in that Regal tournament, Foley 14, Regal 3. Regal also taking on New Munich on Saturday in the tournament in 7 innings. Saw Regal defeat New Munich by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors for Regal. 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for New Munich. Jordan Wozmek picks up the win as he goes the distance. His catcher, Derek Dengerud. And for New Munich, Kyle Holm goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Regal, Brandon Carlson was 2-for-3. And for New Munich, Caden Sand had a double. A final again on Saturday in that Regal tournament was Regal 3, New Munich 2. We'll take a break here on our Dick Putt Show. When we come back, take a look at some County Line League scores and highlights, along with Central Valley League scores and highlights, right after these messages.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years. The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experience in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Life insurance isn't about you. It's about protecting the people you love the most. Located in Cold Spring, we will walk you through a customized plan tailored to fit your needs and your budget. The greatest gift you can give is a safe and secure future for those closest to you. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town service with big time life insurance coverage. Serving all of central Minnesota.
We're back here on the Dick Putz Show right after that, the quick break here on KASM. It's back to you, Randy.
All right, Zach, let's go over to the County Line League. During the week at the County Line League on Wednesday night, Sunberg defeated Painesville by a score of 6-1. 6-1 on Wednesday night, Sunberg over Painesville. On Friday, we had Atwater over Painesville 3-0. Atwater defeats Painesville 3-0 on Friday night. Regal at Starbuck on Friday night, and Starbuck defeats Regal by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Starbuck, 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Regal. Darren Alexander starts on the mound, relieved by Drew Olsenowski in the 5th inning. He gets the win. Austin Bierstag in the 6th with the save, and the catchers were Dylan Alexander and Austin Freeze. For Regal on Friday night, Shane Rademacher starts, taking a loss, relieved by Braden Skindelen in the 4th, and the catcher, Derek Dingerud. Hitting highlights for Starbuck Friday night, Austin Mirsteg was 2-for-5 with a double, and Jackson Hendrickson was 2-for-4. For Regal, Nathan Meyer, 2-for-3, and Kai Schneider had a double. So a final on Friday night had Starbuck defeating Regal by a score of 8-4. 8-4 there. Got one more score in the Regal tournament. That was Foley defeating New Munich by a score of 10-3. 10-3, Foley over New Munich in that Regal tournament on Saturday. Sunday's games also. Today we had New London Spicer over Painesville, 11-1. So New London Spicer defeats Painesville 11-1 today. And it was Atwater over Norway Lake Sundberg, 8-4 in 10 innings. Atwater over Norway Lake Sundberg, 8-4 in 10 innings. Let's go over to the Central Valley League. Some scores from today in the Central Valley League. It was Pearl Lake at Watkins, and Pearl Lake defeats Watkins today 7-5. 7 runs, 14 hits, 4 errors for Pearl Lake. 5 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Watkins. Mitch Winicky starts on the mound, relieved by Adam Braun in the sixth, who get the win, and the catcher, Alex Lensmeyer. For Watkins, Landon Nyman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Danny Berg in the ninth, and the catcher, Jack Miley. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake, Max Fox was 2-for-4. Rudy Notch, 2-for-4 with a double. Alex Lensmeyer, 3-for-5. And Austin Lensmeyer, 4-for-4 with a double. For Watkins, Brendan Ashton was 2-for-5, and Carter Block, 2-for-4. So final today from Watkins had Pearl Lake defeating Watkins 7-5. Luxembourg over at St. Nick today, and Luxembourg defeats St. Nick 10-4. 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Luxembourg, 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for St. Nick. J.T. Harn starts on the mound for Luxembourg, relieved by Jake Stahlberger in the eighth. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Jordan Pitka. For St. Nick, Andrew Boach starts, relieved by Keenan Dingman in the seventh. He'll take the loss. Caden Roush in the seventh, and Travis Hansen in the seventh. The catcher, Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg, Ethan Pruth was 2-for-2. Josh Lanko, 1-for-3, and Derek Orth was 2-for-3. For St. Nick, Caden Roush, 1-for-4. He had a 3-run homer in the fourth. Keenan Dingman, 1-for-2 with a solo home run in the sixth. And Dylan Roush had a double. Final today from St. Nick, it was Luxembourg 10, St. Nick 4. Eden Valley at St. Augusta this afternoon, and in 7 innings, Eden Valley defeats St. Augusta by a score of 14-2. 14 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors for Eden Valley. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 4 errors for St. Augusta. Ben Ahrens on the mound will pick up the win as he strikes out 12 in his innings of work today, 7 innings of work, his catcher, Tripp McCann. For St. Augusta, Al Schmidt starts, taking the loss, relieved by Zach Meyer in the fourth, Nevin Bloom in the fifth, and the catcher was Truman Tionis. Hitting highlights for Eden Valley today, Tyson Sanderstrom, 2-for-5. Carter Sheeler, 2-for-4 with a double. Riley Geislinger, 3-for-4 with a double. Jackson Geislinger, 2-for-5 with a double today. Gabe Schmidt had a triple, and Tripp McCann with a home run today for Eden Valley. For St. Augusta, Al Schmidt had a double. So a final today from St. Augusta. It was Eden Valley 14, St. Augusta 2 in 7 innings. Got a final here tonight, the Cold Spring Springers over the Sartell Stone Ponies, 10-7. That was the Cold Spring Springers over the Sartell Stone Ponies, 10-7. Sartell Muskies, they defeated St. Joe today in Sauk Valley League action, 7-4. Jackson Knott, big hit, made his first Muskie hit, a big hit, with a 2-run home run to tie the game at 4-4 in the fifth inning. Sartell scored 3 in the ninth inning to take the lead. Isaac Shores went 8 innings, picked up the win for the Sartell Muskies today. Adam Wenker getting the save in the ninth inning. Jonah Schneider takes the loss for St. Joe. So a final this afternoon in Sauk Valley League action. It was the Sartell Muskies 7 and St. Joseph 4. All right, we'll take another break here on our Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League, take a look at their scores and highlights right after these messages.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of revved up root beer and the creamy revved up root beer cream freeze. both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice cold, flavor packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
We are back here on Chasm Radio after those quick messages with the Dick Putz Show. Randy, back to you.
Very good. Let's go over to the Victory League on Wednesday night. Some exhibition play in the Victory League and in the Stearns County League, as Avon was at Alrosa, and in 7 innings, Avon defeated Alrosa Wednesday night 5-2. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Avon. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Alrosa. Avon's Jackson Henderson starts, relieved by Caden Mork in the 4th. He gets the win. Elliot Burnett in the 6th. Nolan DeMonceau in the 7th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Nick Murden. For Alrosa, Luke Dingman starts, relieved by Luke Ilias in the 4th. He'll take the loss. Tate DeCook in the 6th, and the catcher, Cameron Lowe. Hitting highlights for Avon on Wednesday night. Elliot Burnett was 3-for-4. Gabe Kaltup had 2 hits, one of those a double. And for Alrosa, Ethan Mueller had 2 hits. So final exhibition play on Wednesday night. It was Avon over Alrosa, 5-2. On Friday night, St. Wendell was at Becker, and St. Wendell defeated Becker by a score of 9-3. 9 runs, 10 hits, and an error for St. Wendell. 3 runs, 5 hits, and 4 errors for Becker. Actually, 9-10-1 for St. Wendell, 3-5-4 for Becker. On the mound for St. Wendell, Jake Ethan starts, picks up the win, relayed by Nathan Sick in the sixth inning. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Tanner Tomasik. For Becker, Ryan Grosskreutz starts, relayed by Cam Fisher in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and the catcher was Matt Kranz. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell on Friday night, Tyler Holds was 4-for-4. Austin Dickman, 2 hits, one of those a double. And for Becker, Josh Grosskreutz had a double. So final on Friday night, it was St. Wendell 9 and Becker 3. Freeport taking on Clear Lake on Friday night, and it was Freeport defeating Clear Lake 8-6. 8 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors for Freeport, 6 runs, 6 hits, 12 errors for Clear Lake. Nathan Winter starts for Freeport, relieved by Dominic Ritter in the fifth. He gets the win. Eddie Dubois was the catcher. And for Clear Lake, Jordan Golombeki starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caleb Leintz in the seventh. No catcher reported for Clear Lake. Hitting highlights for Freeport, Jared Laudenbach was 3-for-4. Owen Fredette, 3-for-5 with a double, and Matt Johnson had a triple. For Clear Lake, Caleb Leintz had 2 hits. So a final on Friday night at Freeport defeating Clear Lake 8-6. Over in the Victory League B on Friday night, Nisswa traveling over to, or actually it was Port Ripley at Nisswa on Friday night, and Nisswa defeats Port Ripley by a score of 8-1. 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Nisswa, 1 run, 5 hits, and 1 error for Port Ripley. Isaiah Bean starts on the mound for Nisswa. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Blaine Hardy in the seventh, Colby Tappy in the ninth, and the catchers Colby Tappy and Nate Duchesne. For Ford Ripley, Jack Schaefer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Alex Habaki in the seventh, and the catcher Wyatt Gabrielson. Hitting highlights for Nisswa, Nate Duchesne had 2 hits, one of those a double. Colby Tappy had a double, and Jeremiah Pipcorn homered. For Port Ripley, Mason Egger had a home run in the ballgame for Port Ripley as Nisswa defeats Port Ripley on Friday night 8-1. Sunday ball games in the Victory League, Port Ripley at Buckman today, and Buckman defeats Port Ripley in a big scoring affair, 15-11. 15 runs, 19 hits, no errors for Buckman, 11 runs, 16 hits, 3 errors for Port Ripley. Rylan Robinson starts on the mound for Buckman, relieved by Kenny Morris in the fifth, Ben Thoma in the fifth, Matt Topkus in the seventh. He gets the win. Noah Bozer in the ninth. He gets the save. And the catchers were Matt Cummett and Eric Buffington. For Port Ripley today, Tyler Geyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Gus Lund in the sixth, Alex Hepke in the eighth, and the catcher Wyatt Gabrielson. Hitting highlights for Buckman today, Ben Thoma, 5-for-6 with 2 doubles, a home run, and 6 RBIs. Lane Gertz, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles today. Braxton Totkus, 3-for-5 with a double. Matt Cummett and Andrew Ruckert each had 2 hits with a double. Noah Bozer and Travis Call both had doubles. For Aiken, Eli Roberts was 3-for-6 with a home run. Wyatt Gabrielson, 3-for-5, and Nick Gillespie had a double. So a final today from Buckman. It was Buckman 15, Ford Ripley 11. Nisswa was over at the Piers Lakers this afternoon, and Nisswa defeated the Piers Lakers by a score of 12-8. 12 runs, 16 hits, 3 errors for Nisswa. 8 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for the Piers Lakers. Dalton Maxwell starts on the mound, gets the win today for Nisswa, relieved by Ben Dornsel in the seventh, Colby Tappy in the ninth. He gets the save, and the catchers Colby Tappy and Nate Duchesne. For the Piers Lakers, Carter Petron starts, taking the loss, relieved by Noah Sakala in the sixth, Chase Becker in the seventh, and the catcher Brady Petron. Hitting highlights for Nisswa today, Jeremiah Pipcorn, 3-for-5. Nate Duchesne had 2 hits, one of those a home run. Colby Tappy with 2 hits and a home run. Blaine Hardy, Drew Boland, Nick Kataska only had two hits with a double. For the Piers Lakers today, Noah Sakala had two hits with a double. Brady Petron, two hits with a double. And Colton Hapke had a double. So final today from Piers, it was Nisswa 12, Piers Lakers 8. Sobieski at St. Stephen today, and Sobieski defeats St. Stephen 18-6. 18 runs, 15 hits in an air for Sobieski, 6 runs, 7 hits, 3 airs for St. Stephen. Jake Capon starts for Sobieski today, relieved by Joey Walensky in the 4th. He gets the win, Dusty Parker in the 8th, and the catcher was Hudson Phillippe. For St. Stephen, Jack Greenland starts, taking the loss, relieved by Kellen Granning in the 4th, Reed Lunzer in the 7th, and the catchers Jake Shalanka and Jack Greenland. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today, Dusty Parker, 3-for-6 with a home run. Bo Thoma had two hits with a double and a home run. Jake Capon had a home run. Joey Walensky and Matt Baer each had doubles. For St. Stephen, Derek Durant had two hits, one of those a double, and Matt Meyer had a home run. Final today from St. Stephen, Sobieski 18, St. Stephen 6. Avon was over in Foley today, and Foley defeats Avon by a score of 6-2. 6 runs, 15 hits, and an error for Foley. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Avon. Logan Winkleman starts on the mound for Foley today. Will pick up the win, relieved by Trey Emmerich in the 6th, the catcher Alex Boss. Drew Leaser starts on the mound for Avon today, taking the loss, relieved by Jack Hammock in the 3rd, Matt Pickleman in the 5th, Reese Gregory in the 6th, Henry Slow in the 8th, and the catchers Carter Holthaus today for Avon. Hitting highlights for Foley, Brent Leach, 3-for-5 with a triple. Drew Beyer had two hits and a triple, and Chuck Hackett had two hits and a double. Ryan Jensen had a double for Avon today as Foley defeats Avon 6-2. Over to Victory League C action on Saturday, Freeport at Aiken, and Freeport defeats Aiken by a score of 6-3. 6 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Freeport. 3 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for Aiken. Jaden Norby starts on the mound for Freeport, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 3rd. He gets the win, the catcher Ben Millard. For Aiken, Thor Dunham starts, relieved by Drew Paulbeck in the 5th. Jake McGuire in the 8th. He'll take the loss. Jake Enstrom in the 8th, and the catcher Nathan Enstrom. Hitting highlights for Freeport on Saturday. Matt Johnson was 3-for-5, and Owen Fraudette, 3-for-5 with a double. For Aiken, Nathan Enstrom had a double. A final from Aiken on Saturday. It was Freeport 6, Aiken 3. Clear Lake at St. Wendell today in Victory League C action, and Clear Lake defeats St. Wendell by a score of 12-9. 12 runs, 15 hits, and 3 errors for Clear Lake. 9 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors for St. Wendell. Jackson Phillips starts on the mound for Clear Lake. Will pick up the win, relieved by John Brew in the 9th. Blake Brown in the 9th. The catcher, Quentin Dukowitz. For St. Wendell, Chase Lyons starts. He takes the loss, relieved by Austin Dickman in the 6th. Aiden Mikulski in the 7th. Jacob Worley in the 9th, and the catcher Logan Harn. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake today. Cooper Kasiba, 4-for-6. Alex Schrader, 2 hits, one of those a home run and a double. And Caden Johnson had 2 hits with 2 doubles. Matt Cordy and Nick Berglund each had 2 hits with a double as well for Clear Lake. For St. Wendell, Logan Harn had 2 hits. Final today, from St. Wendell, it was Clear Lake 12, St. Wendell 9. Randall at Flensburg this afternoon, and in 7 innings, Randall defeats Flensburg by a score of 16-5. 16 runs, 16 hits, and an error for Randall. 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Flensburg. Charlie Schmea starts on the mound for Randall today, gets the win, relieved by Darren Gerrits in the 6th, the catcher Kyle Peterchik. And for Flensburg, Simon Pansky starts. He'll take the loss, relieved by Gunnar Gustafson in the 4th, Dan Coquette in the 5th, and the catcher Kurt Crosby. Hitting highlights for Randall today, Caleb Strock, 3-for-3 with 2 home runs, 6 RBIs. Alex Guast was 3-for-5 with a home run. Rick Drew, 3-for-3 today. Garrett Lindbergh had a home run. Zach Guast had 2 doubles, and Kyle Petrucek had a double for Randall. For Flensburg, Kurt Crosby was 3-for-3 with a home run, and Reese Hubbard had 2 hits with a double. Final today from Flensburg in 7 innings, it was Randall 16 and Flensburg 5. Piers Bulldogs, they were over at Freeport today, and the Piers Bulldogs defeat Freeport by a score of 9-1. 9 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for the Piers Bulldogs. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for Freeport. Reese Young starts on the mound for the Bulldogs today. He picks up the win, relieved by Braden Hoberman in the 7th. He'll get the save. The catchers, Jordan Orton and Teddy Daler. For Freeport, Ryan Lieberentz starts. He'll take the loss, relieved by Owen Fredette in the 5th, Andrew Kersman in the 8th, and the catcher was Addie DuBois. Hitting highlights for the Piers Bulldogs today. Link Topes had 2 hits, one of those a double. Reese Young had a hit and a double. Kyle Hastings and Teddy Daler each had 2 hits. For Freeport, Brian Benson, Mason Totkus, Matt Johnson, Owen Fredette, and Nate Mettenberg each had singles. Final today from Freeport, the Piers Bulldogs, 9, Freeport, 1. And the Piers Brewers were at Royalton today. The Piers Brewers defeat Royalton by a score of 4-0. 4 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Piers Brewers. No runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Royalton. Pete Schomer on the mound picks up the complete game victory for the Piers Brewers today. His catcher, Caden Krusik. For Royalton, Marcus Haynes pitches a complete game, taking the loss. His catcher, Drew Yurchik. Hitting highlights for the Piers Brewers today, Caden Krusik. 2 hits, one of those a double. Philip Zinda, Preston Veith, Nate Sullinger each had 2 hits for the Brewers. And for Royalton today, Ryan Swenson was 3-for-3, and Kurt Yurchik had 2 hits, one of those a double. So a final today from Royalton. It was the Piers Brewers 4 and Royalton nothing. All right, there you go. Some Victory League scores and highlights tonight here on the Dick Putz Show. We will take you to another break here, and when we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply knows that breakdowns on the farm can be very frustrating. That is why we have the convenience of on-the-farm service to get your equipment in tip-top shape again. If your manure pump quits pumping, your manure spreader quits spreading, or your TMR quits mixing, you have the option to bring it into the Dairyland Supply shop, or our service techs can come to you. There is no need to panic. The Dairyland Supply crew is here for you to help keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common-sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
We're back here on Gasm Radio after those quick messages with the Dick Putt Show. Randy, back to you.
All right, Zach, let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight, where Richmond was at St. Martin on Friday night, and Richmond defeated St. Martin by a score of 8-2. 8 runs, 14 hits, and an error for Richmond. 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin. Hunter Fuchs on the mound will pick up the win for Richmond, relieved by Luke Jokla in the eighth, the catcher Tyler Prom. For St. Martin, Brian Schlungen starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Alex Bauman in the fourth, Kurt Schlungen in the seventh. The catchers were Kurt Schlungen and Brian Schlungen. Hitting highlights for Richmond on Friday night, Tyler Prom was 2-for-5. Andy Hadley, 2-for-4. Jack Bose was 3-for-4 with a double. Dalton Thielen, 2-for-5, and Kyle Buddy, 2-for-2 with a double. For St. Martin, Brady Goble, 2-for-3 with a double. So a final on Friday night had Richmond defeating St. Martin 8-2. On Friday night, our Chasm Game of the Week had New Munich at El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats New Munich. A walk-off, wild pitch in the bottom of the ninth inning, 5-4. 5 runs, 5 hits, and an error for El Rosa. 4 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for New Munich. Aiden Miller starts on the mound for El Rosa, relieved by Ashton Dingman in the 6th. Riley Meyer in the 10th. He'll get the win. And the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts, relieved by Caden Sand in the 10th. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night, Ethan Miller had a double, and for New Munich, Ty Reller was 2-for-3 with a double. So a final on Friday night had El Rosa defeating New Munich 5-4 in 10 innings. On Saturday in the Stearns County League, Farming was at Richmond, and in 7 innings, Richmond defeating Farming 12-2. 12 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Farming. Dalton Thielen on the mound goes the complete game, picking up the 7-inning victory. His catcher, Tyler Prom. For Farming, Kyle Jordan starts, taking the loss, relieved by Owen Sunderman in the 6th. Hitting highlights for Richmond on Saturday, Caleb Maddox was 2-for-4 in that ball game. Cooper Notch had a solo home run in the 4th. Grady Notch, a 2-run homer in the 6th. Dalton Thielen had a double, Jack Bose a double, Kyle Buddy a double, and Tyler Prom a double for Richmond. For Farming, Cody Ferre with a double, Ethan Navratil with a double, and Drew Kramlett had a 2-run homer in the 4th for the Flames as Richmond defeats Farming in 7 innings on Saturday, 12-2. Sunday's ball games had Farming over in Greenwald this afternoon, and Greenwald defeats Farming by a score of 10-7. 10 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Greenwald, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Farming. Max Waylogie on the mound for Greenwald today. starting the ball game, relieved by Braden Dobmeier in the seventh. He'll get the win. Grant Musho in the eighth, and the catcher Isaac Rosenberger. For Farming, Cameron Miller starts in the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Schrader in the seventh, Dale Schrader in the eighth. For Farming, Greenwald, Grant Musho was 2-for-4 in the ball game, and Connor Anderson 2-for-2. And for Farming today, Isaac Knepp 2-for-4. Isaac had a grand slam home run in the third and 4 RBIs. Drew Kramlett with a double, and Tyler Schrader was 2-for-5. Final today from Greenwald, Greenwald 10, Farming 7. Spring Hill at Meyer Grove this afternoon, and Spring Hill defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 11-7. 11 runs, 17 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. 7 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors for Meyer Grove. Starting on the mound for Spring Hill today, Ethan Meyer, relieved by Anthony Reverman in the third. He'll get the win. Ben Welly in the seventh, and the catcher Daniel Spanier. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Nathy in the fifth, Tyler Lycum in the eighth, and the catcher Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Eric Terrace was 2-for-3. Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-2. Dylan Gertken was 2-for-2 for Spring Hill. And for Meyer Grove, Tyler Hoffman, 2-for-4. Nolan Fleischacher, 2-for-4. Ryan Omscheid was 2-for-3. And Josh Omscheid, 2-for-5 with a couple RBIs. So final today from Meyer Grove at Spring Hill, defeating Meyer Grove 11-7. Lake Henry at Roscoe this afternoon, and Lake Henry defeats Roscoe by a score of 9-1. 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. 1 run, 9 hits, 4 errors for Roscoe. Carter Wessel starts on the mound, will pick up the win today for Lake Henry, relieved by Trent Wentland in the 7th, and the catcher Isaac Leeser. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nicholas Utch in the 5th, Braden Vanderbeek in the 6th, and the catcher was Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights today for Lake Henry, Trent Wentland, 2-for-5. Leighton Fuchs, 2-for-5. Carter Wessel, 2-for-2. Noah Omscheid had a double and Grant Ludwig a double. For Roscoe, Max Ottman was 3-for-4 with a double. Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-4. Matthew Hemmingson, 2-for-3. And Brandon Schlaper had a double. Final today from Roscoe, Lake Henry, 9, and Roscoe, 1. Time to name our Stearns County League Player of the Week. This is sponsored by the Fred Schlungen Memorial. Tonight it is Carter Wessel, the left-hander for the Lake Henry Lakers. Carter pitched 6 innings today, giving up just 1 earned run, 2-for-2 at the plate with a walk. Was hit by a pitch twice today. So congratulations, Carter Wessel, the Fred Schlungen Memorial Stearns County League Player of the Week. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show, and when we come back, we'll take a look at that schedule for the coming week after these messages.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery is a proud supporter of all our area amateur baseball teams. Thank you, and to all who keep this great American pastime alive and thriving. Make sure to stop by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery before or after the game for gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more. Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery has a full selection of beer, wine, and hard liquor. Thank you for your patronage. We are proud to serve you. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Hello all, Dan Zimmerman of Willembring-Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman here on KASM. Our firm enjoys this opportunity to support local high school and amateur sports events covered by CASM. We believe sports are a wonderful outlet for children and young adults, and that learning good sportsmanship is such a valuable life lesson. We salute CASM and all the parents and family members out there for your support of high school and amateur athletics. Keep listening to CASM Radio.
Your water pump on your farm quit in farming?
Wires on your irrigation system need attention in Albany?
Lights buzzing in your barn in St. Martin?
Better get Gilk. This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond, the Gilk Electrical Team knows that in any agricultural operation, you cannot survive without your electrical system running 100%.
If your farm needs plumbing, heating, AC, water solutions, or electrical services,
you better get Gilk, a Rheem Pro Partner. Visit Gilk Plumbing.
We're back here on CASM Radio with the Dick Putz Show. Randy, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Let's take a look at some of these schedules for the upcoming week. We'll also announce our next game of the week, CASM Game of the Week site. On Friday night, the County Line League will open up playoffs as their six teams have been ranked. Starbuck number one, Spicer number two, Atwaters number three, Painesville number four, Regal finishes fifth, and Norway Lake Sunburg sixth. So that means on Friday night, Regal will travel to Painesville. Regal at Painesville, 7:30 on Friday night. And Sunburg will travel to Atwater. Sunburg at Atwater on Friday night. And it looks like the winners of these Friday night games between Regal and Painesville and Sunburg and Atwater will play again on Sunday. The winner of the Regal-Painesville game will be at Starbuck on Sunday, and the winner of the Norway Lake-Sunburg and Atwater game will be at New London Spicer's Field on Sunday. That's the County Line League playoffs. On Wednesday night, we have Dasco-Cato at Litchfield. And that ball game scheduled for 7 o'clock. Howard Lake, they're at Cocato at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Loretto at Buffalo at 7 o'clock. Monticello at Elk River, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Other ball games Wednesday night. There is a lot of it going on. Wednesday seems to be the popular night for amateur baseball now, too, other than Sunday. The Pierce Bulldogs at Mora at 7:30 on Wednesday night. Quamba at the Piers Brewers at 7:30. Raymond will be at Wilmer. That's a 7:30 start Wednesday night. St. Joseph Joe's will be at the Sauk Rapids Cyclones at 7:30 Wednesday night. St. Nicholas, they'll be at the Cold Spring Rockies at 7:30 Wednesday night. Other Wednesday night ball games is... That is the end of my Wednesday schedule into Thursday right now. The Sartell Muskies will be at Becker, taking on the Bandits at 7 o'clock. The Muskies at Becker. And then on Friday night, Alexandria at Ashby at 7 o'clock Friday night. We have Cocato at Rockford. That's a 7 o'clock start Friday night. Howard Lake at Litchfield at 7 o'clock Friday night. Other ball games going on Friday night. Looks like we have Lake Henry will be at Eden Valley, 7:30. That's on Friday night. Raymond at Wilmer at 7:30 Friday night. few other ball games on Friday night. Wilmer at Sacred Heart. That's a 7:30 start Friday night. And then on Saturday, Avon will be at the Piers Lakers. They're getting started early at 11 o'clock. Avon at the Piers Lakers on Saturday. Other Saturday ball games. Foley will be at Fort Ripley. That's a 1:30 start. Freeport at Upsled, 1:30. Greenwald will be at El Rosa. That's a 1:30 Saturday ball game. Sobieski at Buckman at 1:30. St. Martin will be at Spring Hill at 1:30 on Saturday. And that's where I'm going. My Chasm game of the week heads to Spring Hill. Saturday afternoon at 1:30, St. Martin at Spring Hill. St. Stephen will be at Nisswa at 1:30 on Saturday. In action, Sartell Stone Ponies at Clearwater on Saturday. That's a 2 o'clock start for the Sartell Stone Ponies. We have Alexandria at Kensington at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Rockford at Kimball at 6 o'clock Saturday night. Watkins, they'll be at Cold Spring taking on the Rockies. That's a Saturday night game in Cold Spring. Watkins at Cold Spring should be a good one Saturday night as well. That's a 7:30 start. All right, then we go to Sunday schedule. And no shortage of games on Sunday. Looking here at the ball games. Kensington at Sox Center. That's a 1 o'clock start. Litchfield at Rockford at 1 o'clock. Loretto at Kimball, that's a 1 o'clock start. Maple Lake at Hamill at 1 o'clock. We have Aiken at the Piers Brewers at 1:30. Albertville will be at St. Joe at 1:30 on Sunday. Farming at Lake Henry at 1:30. Fort Ripley will be at St. Stephen at 1:30 on Sunday. New Munich at Greenwald, that's a 1:30 game on Sunday. Nisswa at Sobieski at 1:30. Opole at Royalton at 1:30. The Piers Lakers at Foley at 1:30 on Sunday. Randall at actually at the Freeport Black Sox at 1:30. Randall at Freeport. Roscoe will be at Richmond at 1:30 on Sunday. St. Matthias at Flensburg at 1:30. Upsala will be at Clear Lake at 1:30. The Wilmer Indians at Sartell taking on the Muskies 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. Few other ball games here on Sunday. The Cold Spring Rockies at Watkins at 2 o'clock. Eden Valley will be at Luxembourg at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And getting to the end here, Pearl Lake will be at St. Nick at 2 o'clock on Sunday. These ball games kind of getting towards the tail end of the season here, and so having to get some ball games in. A lot of these leagues yet. As I find St. Wendell at the Piers Bulldogs, that's going to be a 4:30 start next Sunday afternoon. Becker will be at the Sartell Stone Ponies next Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. And the Wilmer Rails at Milroy at 7:30 next Sunday night. So there you go. Very busy Dick Putz show tonight here on KASM. Lots of scores and highlights. Again, my next Chasm game of the week, Saturday afternoon, St. Martin at Spring Hill. You'll hear that here at 1:30, Saturday afternoon on KASM. This is Randy Rothstein. Thank you to Zach Nelson back at our studios in Albany for running our Dick Putz show tonight. You all have a good night.
Thank you, Randy, for the Dick Putz show right here on Chasm Radio. Hopefully that game for the Chasm game of the week is a good one next weekend. Should be good. We got a couple minutes here till the top of the 7 o'clock hour.